Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome back to another episode of the Newgate Radio Podcast. As I very briefly mentioned within the last episode, I'm back within the intensive care unit. I still work within ED. I'm just able to work one day a week within ICU and then the rest of the week in the emergency department. I'm very, 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 very grateful for the nurse unit manager from the ICU I worked in last year in order to be allowed this opportunity to do so, especially as it's only a few more weeks until I finish up with my placement, go on a quick holiday, and then I start full-time military service next year. I really wanted to come back within ICU for these last few weeks, just to be able to keep my skills up within ICU and to keep that way of thinking within ICU as well. I've definitely missed the intensive care unit environment. And I think the one question that people ask me all the time, especially since I work in both, I've had that experience last year as a grad in ICU and then this year working in ED, so I always ask, what's your favourite area? Where do you enjoy working the most? But I have to be really honest, and I've actually really enjoyed both. It took me a good solid few months to start getting into the emergency mindset. At first, I found it so rough, and as you probably heard on these episodes too, it's making that switch from ICU to ED is not easy whatsoever. And I think that really comes down to the way in which ICU and ED nurses think and the way that they work. It's very, very different. But now that I've started to get into the mindset of emergency nursing, that the way in which you nurse, it feels very different. And I've really enjoyed being able to do a little bit of each week. It's been nice and refreshing as well. So I can't really give you an answer of which one I enjoy the most, especially because I've only had such limited experience within both as well. I've really enjoyed it. But I tell you what, it has been challenging being able to integrate back into the intensive care unit. Those first few weeks that I was back, it was just trying to get back in the game. Like, all the information was still there. Like, I had to look up little things of basic policy, just things that unless you use it every day, it's going to go out of your mindset. But that quickly came back within no time. But I think the biggest difference, I'll talk about a few different things on this episode, and I hope my trail of thought doesn't go all over the shop. But I think the biggest difference now is that when you work full time within one area, so for example, working full time last year within the intensive care unit, every day it sort of feels like you're progressing. You're able to use what you've learnt that last day, and you come back in the next day and you're able to immediately sort of keep practicing that new way of doing thing or new way of thinking or just little things like that. But what I found over the last few weeks working one day within the intensive care unit is it feels like you're just not progressing as quickly. And that's because there's no immediate way of being able to practice new ways of doing things. I have to wait for the next week in order to come back and have that next shift in ICU. And I feel like ICU is an area that you would need to work in full time in order to keep getting better. But that's just my thoughts and at the moment of the way of doing things. And I'd say that's especially true when you're moving up towards working with like dialysis and working towards balloon pumps and ECMO and the more invasive things that happen within intensive care. Because the patients and the demographic of patients that I've been receiving each week is not up towards that caliber of patients. And it would be very daunting in order to just do one day a week and then expect to try to keep rapidly progressing up towards that next level of intensive care nursing. So for anyone interested in possibly doing both, I find that's probably what I've gained the most from doing a little bit each week, is that you just keep in mind that it is very hard to keep rapidly getting better just by doing one day a week in an area. What else? I think that what I've really found this year as well is that the way that nurses think and the way that they work together within the different areas of ED and ICU is just very different. It's a very different way of nursing. I found ED to be very task orientated. So that's sort of like patient comes in, you get the bloods, you put your cannula in, you take the bloods, you do your ECG, you work the patient up, get the information. So when the doctor walks in, they can make their assessment. And meanwhile, you've also got the other two patients in the acute setting that you're looking after as well. And some patient needs a catheter in, the next person needs to go off to CT, and the next. So it's very much like you're trying to keep up and you're working towards getting the patient all ready for all the doctors to see, specialist teams to come in, and to get them out of the ED to then start the process again on a new patient. And a large emphasis of emergency nursing is on being able to work in a team. What's the difference? And I think something I found really hard to start with coming from ICU to ED is that you're not feeling guilty about leaving things to the next nurse at the end of your shift, because there's just so many things that are happening. And for example, like, you may be completely up to date, you then discharge two patients 10 minutes before the shift handover, and then two new patients come in, and you're taking handover at the time you're supposed to be giving, you're taking handover from the paramedics of one of your patients as the next one comes in, next nurse comes in for their shift, and they're sort of just, you're just picking up straight where you've left off. Like, there's no guilt feeling at all because you're doing your best and everyone knows you're doing your best. And there's also no guilt feeling about asking for help and needing help. When you've got a lot of things going on, it's really important to talk to your nurse next door, to talk to your in-charge nurses, and to be able to get the help when needed. Because at the end of the day, it's not about you as the nurse not being able to keep up. It's really about the patient and being able to keep moving their care forward, using the resources and their help around you. Now, when I talk about ICU, it's no difference in regards to you. When you need help, you ask for help. You've always got the help there when you need it. You still work as part of the team. You're still getting your access nurse in to help you. I think it's just not as evident as what it's like within the emergency department. You've got your work list, you're working towards the things on your work list, you're working towards the things that need to get done for your critically ill patient. I think it's just because you've got that one patient for a 12-hour period that you are working systematically through the things that you need to do to be able to keep progressing towards the patient getting the care that they need. But again, it's sort of like you are the king or queen of your domain within the intensive care unit. It's a very different feeling when people walk into your bed space within the intensive care unit. You know where everything is within your bed space. You know every person that walks in and out of it. You know that no one's going up to any of your pieces of equipment and really touching it or anything without you knowing, because you are there at all times within that bed space. You're still working very closely with your nurse next door. When they go on break, you're taking care of their patient. But again, I think it's just because you know everything about that patient that it's just a very, very different feeling within intensive care. But something I've really enjoyed about working in both areas each week is that there's things about both that I absolutely love. Within intensive care, I love that you are really able to feel as if you're caring for your patient. So when the family members come in and they see that I've been able to wash their patient, been able to change all of their sheets, have them looking as clean and as nice in bed, even though something horrific and patient is very critically unwell, it's sort of, and then I've put on their favourite music in the background, it's sort of showing the family that we are really here to do the absolute most that we can for their loved one. And when the family calls through at 2 o'clock in the, you know, like, they're able to call through at any time of the day, and you are there as the bedside nurse providing the care for their patient, you're able to provide those updates to the family. Like, I find that really, really rewarding. And then within, you go immediately over to the emergency department, and it's a great feeling to be part of a team where you're able to get all of these patients in and out and moving on. You're able to go in there and put all these cannulas in and do all these different procedures and just the high tempo atmosphere. I love that as well. Like, it's I sort of feel I can get the best of both worlds in that way. But also, you're sort of looking at the differences between both. So whilst it can be great to have that really high tempo atmosphere, you see the downsides of that as well. Like, you, when you have a 12-hour shift that it's just go, 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 go non-stop, it can be very tiring. When you have patient after patient after patient who are coming in and they're not as critically unwell as what you're used to within intensive care. And you've got some patients who can be violent and can be a little bit angry and stuff like that. That can play at you as well. And then you come back over to intensive care, and something I found challenging coming back as well is going back to the family members who are being broken the news to that their loved one is not going to survive. And it's just very highly emotional times for not only the family, but for all of the staff involved as well. I mean, you're the bedside nurse there when the family has just been told that their loved one's going to die. That is very challenging as well. So there's definite challenges to both areas. But at the same token, there's some very good avenues to both areas as well that I enjoy. So anyway, guys, that's been my first take of now working in both areas each week. It's been great. Like, I've absolutely loved it. Getting back onto the ventilators, looking more to with mechanical ventilation and really looking deep into why that patient is in the intensive care bed space. I guess that's one more thing within ED versus ICU, is that ED, it's very much about getting that patient in and out, just getting them moving, getting them forward. And it can sometimes come at the cost that if you're not going home and you're not researching about what's going on, you could very easily stagnate within the emergency department and not keep progressing. Whilst you do a lot of skills throughout the day, unless you're actively taking part within your furthering of your education, you could very easily just keep going day to day and just doing tasks. While in ICU, it's very prized to be consistently looking into what's happening with your patient, what's the condition that they've come in with today, how did these medications interact, and like how are they helping your patient. So it's very different thoughts and strains of thinking when it comes to furthering education as well. So anyway, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this little episode of my take of how it's been back integrating into ICU again. Talk to you guys very soon.